Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show, the morning walkout for your mind. Here's Steve.
Bob meant workout. That makes sense, Bob. He needs to sober up. He goes to Florida for a few days. The next thing you know, he can't give the liner properly. Intoxicated way too early, I see. We'll be talking to his... we'll be talking to HR about that, I'll guarantee you. All right. The women's march is falling apart. But here's something... You know, it's funny that those on the left accuse those on the right to be deniers of science, right? They accuse those, and when it comes to global warming and climate change and those things, those on the right are climate deniers if they don't accept it whole cloth, right? And yet, according to the Women's March, not all women have female reproductive parts. Really? Really? So we have to buy into this nonsense, and we have to ignore biological dimorphism, the very basic building block of biology, that there is a difference between male and female. Biological dimorphism, it's a very basic thing. Are we going to say that's not real? That's not true? Come on. Karen Strawn here, spokesperson for Men's Rights Edmonton, a regular contributor to the program, and also a contributor to A Voice for Men. Karen, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back again.
So biological dimorphism apparently doesn't matter. Science only matters if it matters for your political goals. Is that what I've learned here?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, this is the old chestnut of, sort of the blank slate. Gender is fungible. Sexuality, you know, we're all born androgynous. We're all born asexual. We're all born... essentially pansexual, you know, able to be attracted to anyone of any sex, and then we become socialized and enculturated into our gender roles and into heteronormativity.
I see. So hold on. So testosterone and hormones and pheromones, none of these things actually matter. So those biological facts are irrelevant.
Apparently so to these people. You know, like one of the things that, I mean, even if you are in favor of trans rights, even if you think that, you know, are one of the people who believe that, yes, it could actually be a thing. When you look at sexual orientation, biological sex, and gender identity, they are so tied together. They are so correlated that, I mean, it's one of the strongest correlations, something like 97% alignment with of those three things. That's a correlation that is stronger than almost any other in the entire world, right? So you're looking at something that is, you know, you're basically taking the exceptions, a few exceptions, and saying, well, that just wipes out the entire rule here. And I think it's obscene. It's
what's awful here?
When they start talking about kids, right, and transitioning kids before puberty and essentially sterilizing them with puberty blockers and all of these things, that's where you got to really draw the line and say, what the hell are we doing here?
Well, here's I think there's a much bigger problem here, and that's the marginalizing of girls and women altogether. And what I mean by that is, I'll use the example of transgendered women and girls competing in sports and dominating, mm-hmm. which of course they dominate. They're bigger, they're stronger, they're faster because they're men and
yeah, even if
or
they're,
boys.
Even if they're taking testosterone and they're pumped full of estrogen,
doesn't matter.
They still have a more dense skeleton. They still have denser muscles. They have a completely different frame in, you know, a physical frame.
Again, biological dimorphism. So you've just explained it. The whole structure is different. So here's the thing: in a movement, and I agree with this part of it. Women should not be marginalized. Girls should not be pigeonholed into this is what you need to do with your life. And, you know, you raise kids and you stay at home or whatever nonsense. You do whatever you want. You know, you work hard, you think, you're accomplished in mathematics or something. You do whatever you want. But this notion that somehow this is helping women by saying that transgendered women, which are men and whatever, somehow helps the women's movement is it's garbage. It's just garbage. I mean, I have daughters. I don't want my daughters marginalized in things like Title IX because some person with some twisted view of reality wants to change everything because it's good for women. This is not good for women at all. It's not.
No. And you're seeing this really dividing women in terms of opinion, with some saying, you know, I think it's just fine and they should be allowed to compete, and then other women saying, you know, this is not okay. And I mean, you really see it when you get into like mixed martial arts and stuff like that, where you literally just have somebody who has the body of still has the frame and the strength of a man going into the ring and fighting with women who are just unable to compete.
Well, that's exactly right. And the other thing is, not only do women that do their work, they practice, they, you know, hour after hour, day after day, to come in second on the podium. And in some sports, in some instances, getting seriously injured because the competition level is not equal or equitable, might be a better word. The competition is not equitable because they're competing with those that are physically superior. It's not appropriate. People are getting hurt. And I feel the worst for the girl or the woman that spent time practicing. I don't care. Pick your you know, discipline. Spend all that time practicing and working hard and running and lifting and doing whatever in sport to finish second, knowing damn well she was number one.
Yep. Agreed.
It's outrageous.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's just outrageous. Your thoughts?
Well, I think, you know, essentially, we're marginalizing the vast majority of people, 99.7% or something like that, or 99.3% of people, for less than 1%, for the comfort and the alleged rights or the you know, the human rights of less than 1% of people. And, you know, I believe that all people should be respected, all people deserve rights. You know, all people have rights, natural born rights, that should not be infringed. But you really have to take a hard look at what you're doing when you are essentially stacking the deck. I mean, pretty soon we won't have women's leagues at all. We'll just have trans women's leagues, because there won't be any women left who can compete at that level.
That's right, because it'll be taken over by transgendered women. It's outrageous, as you well know, and Karen, I always appreciate you being here. Go fight the good fight this weekend. Keep up your strength.
Thank you so much.
There you have it. Karen Strawn from avoiceformen.com. And I think you need a voice for women out there as much as anything. By the way,
a sane voice.
Absolutely, a sane voice. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too.
There you have it. Are you ready to finally lose weight? Tired of not getting where you want to get? Eating shakes and bars but can't maintain your weight on real food? Go to see my friends at MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Go see these folks. By the way, if you call today, save $100 off a 25-day plan, $200 if you pay for it up front. I did it. It worked for me. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
When it comes to exporting products to other countries, did you know Michigan is number 6 on the list? It's true. It's also true that the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is here to help you with your exporting needs. The Michigan Chamber certified staff will ensure your certificates of origin are accurate and certified, guaranteeing your orders are going out the door on time, every time. You can trust the Michigan Chamber to serve your export documentation needs. Find out how the Chamber can help you every day. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber logo.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life and in every corner of America, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. The Army National Guard reacts to domestic operations in each of America's 54 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the District of Columbia. Each state National Guard's unique domestic role is to act as the first line of defense in support of civil authorities in their state. The Guard's emergency responses include search and rescue missions for floods, combating wildfires, hurricane and tornado recovery, and the presidential inauguration. The Army National Guard. We are always ready. We are always there. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.